Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagein, and I'll be your host for today's program, E-Government, From Option to Obligation, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss television viewing trends is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Welcome, Paul.
My pleasure.
Paul, Deloitte predicts that 2011 will see significant upticks in the use of e-government tools. What sort of numbers are you talking about here?
Well, what we're expecting is that amongst businesses and industrialized countries, we should be looking at over 90% of businesses. And among citizens, we're looking at a 10 percentage point rise. And it's just worth pointing out that e-government has been around for a long time, for over a decade. But what we've tended to observe is that in many countries, not all, the utilization of e-government lags quite a bit behind the utilization of broadband and general consumer applications in general, so things like email or e-commerce.
What will the most common uses be in the e-government sector?
Well, e-government covers a wide span of activities. So in the government, it is diverse. So it's everything from communication, one-way or two-way.
So should governments be concerned about groups that have traditionally had trouble getting online, things like the over 75 age group or the lower income levels?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, e-government isn't in 2011 going to be for absolutely everyone. But what we're seeing in 2011, what we're expecting, is that will be a lot more pressure on e-government becoming the primary channel, and there will be a lot less availability of a whole range of alternatives, ranging from walk-in centres through to telephone lines, and even through to postal communication. So one estimate has been for 0.8% of GDP being saved as a result of widespread use of e-government, both in the provision and the use of it. We'd expect it to evolve and become more sophisticated, with mobile becoming more prevalent, particularly due to smartphones and trusted networks, then the power of e-government will become greater still.
Well, great. It's good to hear. Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.